The University of Buffalo has been undergoing moves, shifts, and changes in recent years, including a major expansion into downtown Buffalo. Now the focus is turning to the South Campus, where they'll be undertaking a revitalization plan. A forum tonight at 5:30 in Wendy Hall will offer the community a chance to review the plans. Kelly Hayes McAloney, Director of Campus Planning, shared some of the details with us.
Of course, this builds on the work that we did in 2010 regarding the comprehensive master plan, which of course moved the School of Medicine from our South Campus to our downtown campus, and then restores our South Campus to a professional education campus. So we'll be moving the Graduate School of Education and the School of Social Work, plus some administrative functions to our South Campus.
South Campus, probably one of the really underrated parts of the University of Buffalo, are just some of those buildings on the South Campus mm-hmm. that are just spectacular. Yet in some ways, they have perhaps maybe been lost with some of the other activities.
Exactly. So our campus was designed by E.B. Green, of course, the prolific architect of early 20th century Buffalo, and he designed a number of our signature buildings on South Campus, in particular Abbott Hall, our library, but also our campus has work from McKim, Mead & White, and other important architects, Duane Lyman. So it is really an important campus architecturally for the city of Buffalo, and of course, as I mentioned earlier, it is our historic campus, so the landscapes are an important part. And when we speak with students and faculty and staff and members of the community, they talk about how important the landscape is to them, and so we want to respond to that.
What about the change then in, like you said, going from the medical school and out of more of the professional education element? Is there going to be a change in the numbers of students and professionals who'll be coming through the campus?
It'll be a little more than there were before the School of Medicine moved. So we are part of the revitalization is a population transfer. So a number of the schools and, as I mentioned, the administration will move. And so we will have about 1,000 more people on our South Campus than we had before the school moved. So yeah, we're very excited because we know that that our South Campus has a lot to give to the neighborhood and the community. And we feel that the Graduate School of Education and the School of Social Work, in addition to the health sciences schools that are going to remain, dental, nursing, public health, and pharmacy, and of course, the School of Architecture and Planning. So each of these schools has a public outreach component, and they also have very vibrant communities within their schools.
And Kelly, you hate to reduce all of these years of work and all of the elements that have gone into this into one small nagging issue, but I guess for a lot of people, parking is not a small issue. If the population is going to increase, how is the parking situation going to be addressed?
We're actually conducting a parking study right now. We feel that we have enough parking on our campus, but the actual population will be focused more towards the South Campus, so we know that we need to rearrange our parking to better accommodate the new population that will be moving down.
Kelly Hayes McAloney is the Director of Campus Planning at the University of Buffalo, talking about the South Campus Revitalization Plan. A community forum on that at 114 Wendy Hall takes place at 5:30. Kelly, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Jay.